So I'm presenting a case.
Among the dozens of students in this UB Nursing School classroom, Sonia Talamini of Amherst. She'll be getting her bachelor's degree in nursing next May.
Then what do you do?
And then I'd like to go on to become a nurse practitioner.
A nurse practitioner to the north in Amherst in the office of Dr. Nasir Khan. Kevin Bueller sits at a computer.
In the room with the patient, and I type up the information that the patient provides for the doctor.
Kevin is a medical scribe. It's good for him.
It's also been good for you, right, Dr. Khan?
Absolutely. It has been mutually been beneficial.
The scribe's job was in response to complaints from doctors and patients.
Every doctor you talk to will tell you they hate their electronic medical record.
The move to electronic record keeping at first created another problem. Dr. Nancy Nielsen of the Jacobs School of Medicine in Buffalo.
So you'll hear patients say, you know, I go to see my doctor and he or she doesn't look at me, just asks me questions and looks at the computer screen.
And so enter the medical scribe.
Monday is like a zoo in our office.
9 years ago, Dr. Fuad Sharif of Buffalo was very unhappy.
Of course I was not happy. The reason was I was seeing patients in an assembly line, one after another, and some patients need more time, and we could not provide the time to them.
Dr. Sharif then joined a pilot program known as Patient-Centered Medical Home. Patients gave him feedback.
They've talked about lack of communication between physicians and the specialists, between specialists and specialists, going to multiple specialists, and they're talking about the cost of care. The whole medical system has become so complicated, they need somebody to coach them through the maze.
That coach is still the doctor, but he or she has the support nowadays of scribes, nurse practitioners, and physician assistants.
They see the nurse practitioner working with me, who don't want to see me anymore. They want to see the nurse practitioner. We have those kind of patients also.
Are you insulted?
Not at all, because I need help wherever I can get it from.
Whatever happened to the sole practitioner, the kindly doctor who worked alone, like Marcus Welby, M.D.?
The pain should be lessening now.
I'm sorry for all the trouble.
Oh, it's no trouble. I'm just concerned, that's all.
It's really different. It isn't the Marcus Welby days.
Well, maybe not, but patients want and need the same things, and especially a sense that their caregivers, whoever they are today, care about them.
My mother said, you'll never make it as a nurse. You have to talk to people. You have to.
Tammy Austin Ketch talks to plenty of people now. She's a nurse practitioner and assistant dean of graduate nursing practice at UB.
You hold life and death in your hands oftentimes, and you have to be a soothing voice to the patient. You may have to be a soothing voice to the family. You may also have to be the advocate for the patient or the family to make sure that they get what they need, or that you consider all of the aspects of the patient. That's the part about nursing that I love.
That part is also what fits nicely into the life of her student, Sonia Talamini.
My first degree is in psychology, and I really, take that to heart, that we have to look at the whole patient.
And in Amherst, Kevin Bueller has done so well as a medical scribe, he's been accepted in a program to become a physician assistant.
You have to be so pleasantly surprised and happy about that.
Oh, you have no idea. After questioning yourself and where you want to be in the future with medicine, it's a nice surprise, and it is a proud moment.
Rich Kelman reporting for WBFO News.